Simon & Schuster Audio presents Prisoner of Lies, Jack Downey's Cold War, by Barry Wirth, read by Stephen Graybill.
In memory of Alice Mayhew. Downey is a different case, as you know. Downey involves a CIA agent. President Richard Nixon, White House press conference, January 31st, 1973. Author's note. Readers of a book that presumes to take them inside the life of an imprisoned American spy in China are entitled to know how the writer came upon this information. Fortunately, Jack Downey, a gifted writer, wrote a prison memoir that was published, Lost in the Cold War, Columbia University Press, 8 years after he died. The problem, at least for someone attempting to recreate his experience while staying true to actual events, is that he wrote it more than a decade after his return to the United States without the benefit of notes. Thus, very little can be verified. Just about all I know about the intimate day-to-day details of Downey's training, mission, capture, confession, trial, sentencing, and imprisonment, I've absorbed from the elegant pages he wrote from memory more than 40 years ago. Then locked away until after his death in 2014 at age 84. In China, he never put on paper anything that reflected his truest thoughts or deepest longings, because he knew it could be confiscated. Where possible, I have tested Downey's version against other sources, but for the great majority of scenes portraying that vanished period of his life, I've confidently relied on his candor, commitment to facts, exceptional recall, fine prose, and warm, funny, self-knowing voice. I'm indebted to his family for permitting me to draw extensively from this memoir so that readers can more fully appreciate his exceptional character, dramatic life story, and instructive place in the history of his times. The transliteration system used by the West was revised during the time frame of the book, which
Sample complete. Ready to continue?